Very good morning, everybody. Thanks, moderator Chairperson Jani, and you know that giving me a very risky platform, you know, with giving in a high note of expectation. On behalf of my community who are standing here and portrayed here, I would like to share my sincere gratitudes and thanks that we are working for this community. That's why the title starts with community level is where it's at. Expanding access to safe abortion in rural Jharkhand, India. Before I start my presentation, I think it's better that if we go at a glance abortion scenario in India, which will give you clear understanding that of why and how this project has been framed in a very systematic way. India is actually having a very, very long and flexible abortion law, which has been actually introduced in 1971. And instead of that, unsafe abortion is actually far outnumbers safe abortion. Around 6 million induced abortions happen in a year, and out of that 6 million, 3-4 million actually is unsafe in our country. And consequence of that is very high maternal mortality. We lose actually young women of 15,000 in a year. Therefore, when I will be completing my presentation and this session, around 3 women will die in India only because of unsafe abortion. And when we will be concluding this APHA conference for 4 days, probably 138 women die in India only because of unsafe abortion. And that actually creates a cause and gives real concern to save this issue, which actually constitutes 9% of our maternal mortality. Because of poor access to safe abortions, especially in the rural area, and outdated technologies still are in use, although modern technology is everywhere. Medical abortions and surgical uterine evacuation technologies are available, but tremendously underutilized because of low level of community awareness on legal aspects and safe options. Social stigma, lack of community support contributes to apathy from all corners. And that really creates the plate why we should be really concerned for this issue, and community is actually in the upfront. Post-Act, that means starting from 1971, definitely this 37 years actually geared up some transition. And with that transition, when we talk about safe access, now let's see and go through what are the real bottlenecks to safe access till today. And you can see that trained providers, safe and easy technology, supportive act, political will, low public health priority, and community information awareness, referral linkage within the community, lack of mass campaign, wrong information, no information, stigma, myths, all together actually create a plate where we are really jeopardizing and underutilizing safe option, and people are going for unsafe abortion. But these 37 years at least, could touch one side of this, we have two box actually have been touched very nicely by government and other NGOs, that is, trained providers and supportive act and political will. These two boxes are really going on, going on in a very positive frame, but where actually we are really having no movement, actually we are very silent, is information source within the community. Creating awareness on unsafe abortion and safe abortion, safe source, where it is available. And that is actually giving us a scope to start a project where we should actually talk about a community model. Now, why this community model? Why this scope emerged? 37 years, we actually struggled for technology, giving training to doctors, pool of trained providers, and sound technology. But who will use that? That's the real issue, creating linkage between supply and demand. Therefore, now it is time where supply is having a good shape. Now we should generate and push this demand. This project aimed at expanding access to safe services, including medication abortion, by reaching women and men with information and community-based support. strengthening safe abortion services and post-abortion care, basically post-abortion contraception at primary health care setting. And finally, definitely, determine and document a community-based model to bridge the gap between demand and supply, what I was telling, and scale up in future. Universe is actually, we are piloting this in two selected blocks of Jharkhand, called Khuti and Sili, which actually constitutes 180,000 population. Currently married, women 18 to 44 years is actually our primary target. And secondary target is men 21 to 49 and community intermediaries who actually are very good influencers in the community. And this is a pilot phase. Now, before we actually start this intervention, there was, in a spate of questions which was actually jumping and cropping here and there. That, is there any evidence like family planning and HIV/AIDS? Surely not. 50 years, 58 years, we have been trying a different community model for promoting family planning in India, because India is the first country in the world who has instituted official family planning in 1951. But still, we do not have a single evidence of community intervention on safe abortion or abortion-related issue. Therefore, who are the real community influencers who can actually push this issue further? And these community influencers, do they have required knowledge and skill to act on it or influence local people? We do not know how women deal with an unwanted pregnancy, any uniform pathways of how can we actually reach to these women and what really influences them to choose any particular option. We started with, this kind of questions, and these questions definitely, help us to frame our research process. And the right side, you can see that research process was having a systematic process of movement that review literature, other countries' evidence, listing and prioritization of community intermediaries, baseline with intermediaries to understand their knowledge and skill, formative research with women to understand their pathways and their media choice and how they actually manage their unwanted pregnancy, and knowledge and attitude, behavior, and in a practice survey with men and women to understand the real crux of the numeric figure where we are in terms of abortion. Therefore, this is actually whole design which said us that how to proceed with that. The study in our population is a mix of tribal and non-tribal population, with 63% non-tribal and 37% tribal. Therefore, it's really a good challenge to understand the community model. And mostly non-literate or semi-literate. Women, 57% are not literate, very low level of living standard, and 50% belong to a nuclear family. Media exposure, this is very important to understand, because why we are introducing a community model. You can see that television, radio, newspaper, all these modern gadgets have no meaning to this community. They are not going to any cinema theater hall to see cinema, and they have a very, very restricted mobility. Therefore, almost a media dark zone with very, very restricted mobility. And naturally, we try to understand then who will be the best community intermediaries whom we can tap, and we can use them as a community influencers who can guide women, can share right information on right time, and can push them, these women, to a right place. A detailed listing and mapping exercise has happened in all villages, and five key informants from each village has given their prioritization and given five names that these are the people who actually can give information on safe abortion in our village, and we would like to go to this village. Therefore, this kind of exercise, statistically, we try to understand who are the most important intermediaries in this community. And you can see that ANM, Anganwadi worker, and TBA, traditional birth attendant, these three intermediaries have been prioritized as the most important intermediaries who can really roll this ball and can give right information to community. That is community's perception. Therefore, everything is coming from community. Women is I told that this is a media dark area. Therefore, natural question is there, how they receive messages on health? Are they really getting messages on health? Yes, 52% actually received messages on family planning during last year. And I tried to understand, you know, what really are the important source for them. You can see, you know, that the most important zone is A&M and Anganwadi worker. That means here, again, this is community health workers can give tremendous influence and, information source for family planning. Same thing for abortion, although there is no information actually roaming within the community. Only 8% said that we received some kind of message on abortion. And who are those community members or maybe other sectors has given this message? Here also you can see the major pie is actually Anganwadi worker and auxiliary nurse midwife who are posted in PHC, primary health center, and government sub-center. Therefore, from this actually, it is quite easy to understand that community health workers seem to be the most powerful sources of communication to address any sensitive issue. And that is happening. And this actually gives us a tap how actually we should proceed in future. What is their experience in terms of abortion? 5.5% ever experienced induced abortion, 11% spontaneous, and left are stillbirth, 6.7%. 81% opted termination as they didn't want another child. That means it is unwanted pregnancy. 21% attempted abortion at home using tablets, herbs, or sticks. That means you can imagine 21% in the household setup. Therefore, if you consider the country, it's a huge number, and that leads to maternal morbidity and maternal mortality. 58% sought services from illegal and unsafe providers, those who are not certified and legal for providing these services. 21% with unsafe technology. 66% do not know who legally can provide uterine evacuation services. And 95% didn't know anything about medical abortion. This is the backdrop. Now, we try to understand what is their current knowledge. Are they really feel that abortion is legal in India? You can see 80% women, and surprisingly 85% women still perceive that abortion is not legal in our country. And this is most surprising when you see that health workers who is dealing with health, 52% of them are actually telling, no, it is not legal. And 71% among trained birth attendant. And when we try to understand a little bit more about knowledge, gestation period, up to which we can go for uterine evacuation in India, surprisingly, nobody is having any information. That's the real crux of the problem. After 37 years, general people, including health workers, do not know abortion is legal. And this sets attitudes. And this sets challenges for implementers who is actually working in this field. Some snaps actually, which actually giving us different line of attitudes, which is actually working in the community. Breaking these attitudes through any behavior change communication model is an uphill task. It is not an easy task. We always thought abortion is illegal. Even our community have the same feeling. This is quite common in our society. However, we never discuss like other health issues. Everyone feels abortion is not legal and complete the whole procedure by local health, even sometimes at home. Therefore, this attitudes is actually, flowing here and there within the community. That's why research evidence, which actually guides action and actually helping us to roll out this community model, is telling one thing, that legal act and safe access do not have any meaning unless you build community support to act on it. And why community support? To make them aware that what is the real and correct information. Therefore, we need reach and inform women, tap potential and community influences, build capacity of community influences, choose media to address local needs, not the mass media, which media actually will go to women, inform and link provider. Therefore, only giving training to provider will not really make any sense unless we link them with community and ensure availability of your options that we are talking about. Now, this evidence actually helps us to develop a communication strategy. And this communication strategy, this is written in local language, which actually telling in this set that village doctor who is actually a trained doctor is having the highest social status. If she is talking on behalf of community and presenting her view in the community, nothing is better than that. Therefore, it is a real social endorsement in the communication. And right option, right time, and right information can ensure safe abortion. We also, are actually giving this communication that when, where, and how. These three things we are explaining through our communication focus. And we are also adding that with available technology, abortion can also happen by tablets. Therefore, this, communication cues actually giving us a different line of channels to work in the community and reaching out through different channels. Here, what the channels, doctors are trained. And after that, you can see that in the site, this is promoted as, that doctor is actually talking to a couple. Therefore, doctor is being, linked within the community network, and she is talking about methods and safe options. We trained, intermediaries who have been selected through our research, and that trained, intermediaries are also, linked with this community option. Therefore, you can see one ANM, auxiliary nurse midwife, is actually friendly talking to a woman and giving this impression that it is legal, it is safe if you go to a right place on right time. In fact, that when you are talking about this community, working only with these intermediaries will not really give sustainable options in future unless you talk to other NGOs who are actually working in the same community on other reproductive health aspects. Therefore, orienting NGOs with that, and the most important part is in interpersonal communication. We actually hired out 50 peer educators who are actually trained through protocol, and they are going to each household and doing a focus group discussion, group participatory discussion with 7 and 8 women and talking about all these issues in detail. Therefore, this is the way actually we are trying to reach women directly and indirectly. I also spoke that, husband is the nucleus of decision. Therefore, only reaching women directly will not make much sense. And normalization of this issue is another component. Therefore, we thought, another component of giving social entertainment, because this is a mix of tribal and non-tribal community, and through their social entertainment, give and throw this message in a right way. But the biggest challenge when I actually started this thing is language. 180,000 population and 8 different tribal dialects. How can you deal with that? Therefore, this is also another learning that how can you deal with that. Hired out a professional, media agency who actually do drama, street drama. And, very popular in India is called Nukkad Natak. This is a street drama they perform. Now the question is that this professional actors and actor can perform very well. But what is the real lacuna? They cannot touch the heart of women because their language is quite different. That's why we thought, okay, hire out this professional drama group and train local community people and train them so that they can act, they can earn money, and when actually we are coming out, this project is over, at least real message is there within the community itself that talks about sustainability. And you can see that, street drama is being performed by tribal people. And here the professional actor is actually giving training who never acted in any form of stage. This is happening very well. Now, I think this is not right time to talk about impact, because I am not with any statistical figure. I am not with any number which could say whether it is statistically significant or different from baseline. But I can really come with some community anecdotes which touch my heart. And they say, yes, it is working. Therefore, village women, one Anganwadi worker is telling like that. Village women used to ask me about tablets which can terminate pregnancy. I had no clue. Now I can refer them to public hospitals. Slowly gearing up confidence. They are not out of touch in the context of health. One village leader who is actually called panchayat leader, politically who is actually leading 5-6 villages, what is his dialogue? I didn't know so many women die because of unsafe abortion. Because see, he saw that drama. And as a village leader, I am responsible to promote your campaign on medical abortion. Therefore, this line of feelings, so many are actually posted in our office right now. I do not have number. Watch this space. Maybe next year, APHA 2009, I will be able to share you what the statistical impact we can count by this community model. Once again, giving you sincere thanks only on behalf of community. That's it. Thank you. Yeah, if you have any question, please. Yeah, you know that you are asking a question which is actually IPA's job for last 7 years in India. We are actually working with only government of India. Therefore, we have a sweet collaboration with all state governments in India. Our basic function is giving training to all medical doctors. Therefore, facilitating training, pre-service, as well as, you know, creating cadre who can provide services. Therefore, I was telling you at the beginning that when the supply side is little strong, now we are trying to, you know, push this demand option. And at present, you know, every day, two medical doctors are being trained by us. And this two number is not so easy in India because you have to understand the protocol. They need 18 days training, 18. That means 18 days these doctors need to be out of their hospital. Therefore, it's a tremendous job. And now you can understand the figure. Every day, IPAS is giving training to at least two doctors and two support staffs. Thank you. Yeah, please. I think I got your question. It's a genuine question, you know, everywhere. But you know that we are giving orientation to nurse and midwives, but not for providing services, because legal part or legal act of India still doesn't allow mid-level providers to provide uterine evacuation technology. Only a trained, certified medical graduate can provide uterine evacuation services, and midwives can provide services after a few days. You know that political advocacy is going on, and several operation research is, you know, already in, you know, place, and government is doing that. Therefore, we actually need to wait for another 2-3 years, maybe 1 year, maybe when actually we'll be starting giving training directly to nurse and midwives who can provide abortion services. Therefore, what we are giving them training, we are giving them training to assist medical doctors to on counseling, pre and post abortion counseling, post abortion contraception, and, you know, instrument, you know, processing management and quality control. Therefore, their role is only to serve, to ensure quality, not to provide services. Good question. Yes. Can you please just, you know, repeat? No. Because, you know, that's I was telling, you know, that initially we also have the same feeling that we have done lots in the supply side. We never tried, and there is no evidence-based model that, you know, how community will accept this. But The communication strategy and the communication cues are framed in such a way that we directly do not talk about abortion overtly first. It needs a process, you know, that if you really try to understand the behavior change communication theory, it starts from pre-contemplation to action, that five stages. This population is actually in the pre-contemplation phase. Therefore, if your communication directly addresses, yes, go to the site and go for safe abortion, this will be a very sensitive issue. Therefore, giving respect to this community, what we are doing, sensitizing community about this maternal mortality, what really causes this maternal mortality, what is unsafe abortion, then we are trying to respect that legal aspects of India, and then it is giving a normalization. Oh my God, 37 years, we have a good law which actually is telling abortion is legal. From there, when this kind of temptation is created in phase one, phase two is talking, now you, what do you feel? Then she wants to say that, yes, I would like to know more. When this second phase is coming, I would like to know more. We are actually talking about safe abortion per se. Thank you. Yeah, please. It's available everywhere. Only thing is that trained providers are not there. All modern technologies are available, starting from MVA, EVA, manual vacuum aspirator, you know, electro vacuum aspirator, medical abortion. These are all available. Only concern actually right now is that we don't have strong pool of trained providers who can really provide services to the rural mass. And in India, around 75% of population residing in the rural area. That's why the biggest challenge is there. PHC, that means primary health center, which actually constitute 30,000 population, one medical doctor is there. Therefore, it would be a dream state when all PHCs in India will have at least one trained doctor. Then, you know, technology as well as supply side, both will give tremendous support to this community. It's meso and mefo combination. Yeah. Yeah, welcome. Please, sir.
In Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, and Uttaranchal, AWWs have been consistently used for family planning promotion because they are in the United States. However, there are reports on there, and there's evidence that there are problems with consistency and quality of medicine provided by AWWs. Are you
Yeah, it's very good question. Actually, everywhere, this question crops up that, you know, that their quality, their credibility. We know that during our, you know, initial planning stage, we try to understand even what they are doing in the family planning. We know the limitation. But still, actually, what we have tried here, every month, we actually try to standardize a monitoring tool. This monitoring tool will ask only 5 or 6 questions based on our training protocol. And this is, the questions have been framed in such a way that it doesn't hurt sentiment of Anganwadi worker, because they are having tremendous social prestige. Therefore, it's kind of, you know, every month we are asking that if somebody is asking this question, how you are actually answering this question. This is very, very, you know, new initiative, and only 1 and 2 months actually this is happening. Probably I will be able to say that, you know, how it is impacting in future, maybe when I will be presenting the same thing in my next session somewhere, you know, next year. But yes, we have this thing in mind. And the most, you know, that you really raised a critical problem from the field. The problem is that Anganwadi workers are overloaded because everybody wants to tap them. Therefore, from our side, another new challenge is there, how we actually make them, keep them motivated, you know, for a longer time. Thank you.
Thanks, Sushanta. You exceeded my high expectations. That was great. And I now have the honor to introduce Rebecca Lundgren. Rebecca is the Director of Research at the Georgetown University Institute for Reproductive Health. Not only does she know more than probably more than anyone in the entire world about cycle beads and the standard days method, but she's also been developing and evaluating community health programs for 20 years. And I've had the pleasure of knowing Rebecca for a number of years, and she's a tremendous researcher who's passionate but doesn't let that get in the way of her objectivity. So welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
This is really exciting because